Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today we're going on a staycation, or at least we're giving you some tips and some advice and some hints on how you can have your very own staycation, one that doesn't feel like you're substituting travel, but that you are making a really nice decision to check out some things in your own backyard, as we say, or as Bill and I keep saying, because I have Bill Wilson on the show with me today, as Bill and I keep saying, also, just, hey, kind of vegging out on movies and just watching movies, travel movies after travel movies after travel movies. I think, Bill, I think if you and I got together and did that, we would probably just have to come up for air at some point.
Pretty much. We'll have Doc Bill cater our meals and just have him come in with, you know, three times a day
and just check on us. Right? And we could have some champagne flowing there, maybe intravenously for me. I don't know. Make sure I get enough. But now, we've talked a lot about some of the things that people can do on a staycation. Mm-hmm. And we keep mentioning over and over again, our favorite is movies. So my question to you, Bill, is, okay, you're on a staycation, you've carved out a couple of days where you're going to just kind of chill out, you're not going to do anything else but staycation.
Mm-hmm.
So what movies are you watching?
Well, I've got a bunch of favorite movies, and you first talked about thinking about travel movies, so I kind of thought about it for a long time. And what movies aren't about taking you to another place?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think some of them, I think you bring a good point up with that, because most of them are someplace, so you get a chance to see that. But some of them, I think, at least for me, inspire me to want to go to that destination.
Yeah.
And then some of them are about travel. For instance, like the one I mentioned in the last segment, the one Eat, Pray, Love, mm-hmm. is definitely about her traveling to different places. So some of them are very, very travel-focused, but then others just kind of make you want to go there.
Some of my favorites are train movies. Trains are great settings for movies because they're long trips and they're confined trips. So you can build suspense. Mm-hmm. You can build romantic attachments. You can build all kinds of hilarity. One of my favorites was in 1976, the first ever pairing between Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor, a movie called Silver Streak. And here's a piece of that movie.
I just want to be bored.
Come on. Well, you're in for the ride of your life.
Oh, yeah?
You just pick on a little chicky, my friend.
What do you publish?
Oh, mostly nonfiction. Cookbooks, how-to-do-it books.
Who are you? I'm a thief, man. What do you want you for anyway, man?
Murder.
Drop me off anywhere along in there, okay?
That's actually part of the trailer from Silver Streak, and I never get tired of that movie. It's funny, it's exciting, and it's got a score from my all-time favorite composer, Mr. Henry Mancini. So it's got something for everybody.
Something for every, for all of your loves as well.
Really, absolutely.
And, you know, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I did see it. So you are inspiring me to go back and watch it again, because I love Richard Pryor, and I always just thought he was like one of the funniest comedians.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, to see him in this movie again, I think that would be great fun. So I'm going to put that on my list.
And we've had a couple of versions of Murder on the Orient Express. That's always been good. And the last one came out last year, I believe, but I'm always thinking of the 1974 version with Albert Finney. I like movies about boat travel, too. That could be fun. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorites, I love the Marx Brothers. I can binge watch Marx Brothers movies all day. But one of my most favorite scenes in all the Marx Brothers movies, of course, is the stateroom scene from A Night at the Opera.
Two fried eggs, two poached eggs, two scrambled eggs, and two medium-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs. Make that three hard-boiled eggs. And some roast beef, rare, medium, well done, and overdone.
And two hard-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs. Make that three hard-boiled eggs. And 8 pieces of French pastry.
This two hard-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs. Make that three hard-boiled eggs.
And, of course, if you haven't seen that movie, you need to see that, Anita, just to see how many people they can fit in that stateroom. You won't believe what happens after the dialogue that you just heard.
Well, I want to know if they ever get their hard-boiled eggs. I mean, so I got to watch it to see that.
Oh, they come, but you got to see how they get delivered.
Oh, okay.
And the Marx Brothers made another film, Monkey Business, and the whole movie takes place on shipboard in Monkey Business because they opened the movie stowed away in four barrels. There's four Marx Brothers in that movie.
Oh, and that would be hilarious.
They're singing Sweet Adeline, and you don't see where they are. You just see these four barrels in the center of the frame. Of course, to me, the ultimate travel movie, though, was in 1956. That was David Niven, Canton Floss, Shirley MacLaine, and an all-star cast and cameos in Around the World in 80 Days.
Are you formally challenging me to undertake a journey around the world in 80 days?
I say this is absurd.
Gentlemen, I have on deposit at Baring's Bank the sum of £20,000, and I'm willing to wager any or all of it upon the same contention, namely that I can complete a tour of the world in 80 days.
Yeah, you know, and I agree with you. I mean, it's been a long, long, long time since I've seen that one, so that's another one I've got to go back and see, because you're right. I mean, when you think of travel movies, that one really almost immediately kind of pops in your mind.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever decided, I'm going to try and go here, here, and here, and here, and get it done in X amount of time?
No, I can't say that. I've done that on my personal travel, but that was how I traveled when I was a Pan Am flight attendant.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have some what we call legs of the flight, or our duty flight, where I would go to maybe two or three countries in one flight. So, yeah, I mean, it was like going from this country to that country. And Pan Am actually had a flight that was called the Around the Rural flight.
Mm-hmm.
It was Flight 101, and it would go around the rural and make multiple stops. And, of course, as working crew, we didn't work the whole flight, but it definitely was one that people would book, and they would go all the way around the rural on this flight on Pan Am.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Speaking of flight, another one of my favorite movies was Airplane. I used to, I was 15 years old when Airplane came out. And my mother used to give me money during the summer. I'd ride my bike to the drugstore, chain it up, catch the bus into town, and see any movie that was G or PG that was at the theater. She didn't care what I saw as long as it was G or PG.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into Airplane having no idea what to expect. And, of course, this is what I got.
Flight 209er, you are cleared for takeoff.
Roger.
Huh? L.A. departure frequency 123.9er.
Roger.
Huh? Request vector. Over.
What?
Flight 209er clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Of course, you can watch Airplane time and time again and find new humor in it and find jokes you missed before. And
I was going to say, I mean, I love that clip, but there are so many scenes in Airplane. I don't know how you can really kind of say this is my favorite, because then when you watch it again, you're going to have another favorite.
Yeah.
And then just listening to it, I mean, you get kind of one thing, but then when you're watching it, you see so much of what's going on the airplane and people's responses to what's going on. So the movie's just hilarious just all the way around.
We heard Peter Graves in that clip, and he said he never got the jokes. He couldn't figure out why people were laughing when they were shooting these scenes. And he walked up to Lloyd Bridges and Robert Stack along the side of the set while they were shooting the movie and said, "Guys, I don't get this. Where are the jokes?" And Robert Stack looked at him and said, "Peter, we're the jokes.
We're the jokes." And he was like almost telling one then. That was a joke that he didn't get the jokes.
Yes, absolutely.
But I can tell you, too, from being a flight attendant, it doesn't quite happen like that on flights.
Well, no, I would hope not. And that the in-flight movie was Airport.
That's right. That's right. But it is a great one. You know, it's one of those classic movies. It definitely is.
And I have to mention, this being St. Patrick's Day weekend, one of my traditions, I'll probably break it out tomorrow afternoon, is John Wayne's classic, The Quiet Man, which is really, to my mind, the best movie about Ireland and the Irish people that has ever been put to film.
Yeah, you mentioned that one to me. Now, I have not seen that one, but, you know, I'm over here making my own list of things that I want to watch when I create my own stay. I don't have a vacation coming up, but I'm going to create my own staycation just so I can watch movies and drink champagne and eat cheese. But and that's definitely one of the ones I want to see, because I love Ireland. Ireland is such a beautiful country with so many, you know, different cultural nuances to it that it would be interesting to see also, too, how things have changed.
Yeah, and you're going to want to get this one on Blu-ray because the photography in it is just amazing. It's an amazing picture. 1962, I believe, is when it was made.
Mm.
And John Ford agreed to make two other movies for Republic Pictures if they would let him make this movie.
Oh, wow.
And She Wore a Yellow Ribbon was one, and I think Stagecoach might have been the other. But this was the one he really had his heart in, and this is the one that John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara really had their heart in, and it shows.
And did it win any awards?
It was up for Best Picture, and it lost to a movie that you'd never even think about anymore, which was Kirk Douglas and The Greatest Show on Earth. A circus movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it did win other awards, but no major ones. And it's gone on to have a real cult following to it. It's a beautiful story, well told.
Well, you know, it's interesting how that is. You know, things may not win the award, but it wins the people's award, so to speak. So,
exactly.
Absolutely. So we're talking about staycations here. We're talking about our favorite movies. And Bill's just shared his. And when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to share some of mine and why these movies really appeal to me as well. So here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, we're just trying to get you guys set up so that if you are not traveling now because of the coronavirus and all of the, you know, advice we're being given to stay close to home, this is the time when you want to look at staycations and things to do with your family and friends. We're not getting bored. You're not kind of twiddling your thumbs and wondering, well, maybe I should venture on out. But no, there are things you can stay at home to do and still have fun. Now, this segment has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations, where you'll find the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Back in a moment.
And here.